This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3499 for Thursday the 30th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, Fixing a Noisy Blower Motor. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I fix a noisy blower motor that I put off since last winter.
This is Archer72. I have a 2013 Elantra, and last winter it started squealing quite a bit. And I just ignored it for the winter, and it was fine after it started warming up because of the properties of the metals. They shrink in the cold, so it causes a squeaky bearing. Something like this. This year, when it came back, I decided to do something about it. I looked all over YouTube, and I was trying to find out how to take it apart, and it turns out I just had to get a peek under the passenger side dash. And it was actually only 3 screws and no panel to remove in its way, so it was a pretty straight shot. And to get a little clip that holds the wire in, pop that part way with a screwdriver, and I was able to pull out the rest of the way with a pair of pliers. And there was one clip to pull out the power plug. It was taking a little bit of force to get that out, and I previously that day bought a can of silicone spray or lithium grease type spray from local auto store. Sprayed that on there, put everything back together, and I thought it would kind of drip down and cure the problem without having to do any more effort to this. So the next day it started squealing again, so I had to pull it all apart again. And this time I popped out everything like before, and there was a snap ring, and the squirrel cage, or I guess you call it, is that spins, that blows the hot air in the winter and cold in the summer. That was still, even after the spring clip was off, I was having a hard time coming off, so I kind of moved it back and forth to where I could get down with actually a can of WD-40, turned it upside down, and let it sit for a while. After about a half an hour of work, it finally popped loose because I was going back and forth between manually doing it, trying to pull it apart, and then hammering down on the shaft to rattle it loose. So it finally came loose, and put a bit of penetrating oil, let it sit on the bearing for about 10 minutes, assemble everything back together, and it's been a few days, and it's still quiet, so I think I solved the problem. At one point, while trying to figure out how to get everything apart, I was trying to get at the main housing to see if that would do any good, and I snapped one of the clips, but it was still everything held together when I finished everything. Until next time, this has been Archer72. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is.
Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net.
Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.